أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ذلك عالم الغيب والشهادة العزيز الرحيم. الذي أحسن كل شيء خلقه وبدأ خلق الإنسان من طين ثم جعل نسله من سلالة من ماء مهين ثم سواه ونفخ فيه من روحه وجعل لكم السمع والأبصار والأفئدة قليلا ما تشكرون. صدق الله العظيم. Beginning with the ayat yesterday, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala describes His Qudrat, His might, His power in different ways. And here again Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala continues to do so. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, ذَلِكَ عَالِمُ الْغَيْبِ وَالشَّهَادَةِ. That is He, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is the knower of the unseen and the seen. Now when we look at this term, Al-Ghayb and Shahada, what is unseen and what is seen, is in actual fact, insofar as makhluk is concerned, insofar as insan is concerned. For you and I, there is a seen realm and there is an unseen realm. What we see, what we observe, what we perceive will be regarded as shahada, and what is beyond our vision, beyond our sight, that will be regarded as ghayb. The halat and the conditions of the qabr, insofar as we are concerned, is all ghayb. What will happen on the day of qiyamah, all that is ghayb. Everything with regards to akhirat, all that is regarded to ghayb. But insofar as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is concerned, there is nothing that is ghayb. There is nothing that is hidden from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is nothing that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala does not know about. There is nothing that is not within the sight and the vision of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. إِن تَكُوا إِن كَانَ مِثْقَالَ حَبَّةٍ مِّنْ خَرْدَلٍ فَتَكُنْ فِي سَخْرَةٍ أَوْ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ أَوْ فِي الْأَرْضِ يَأْتِ بِهَا اللَّهِ. We discussed in Surah Luqman that even if it be the equivalence of a mustard seed that is in some rock, in some stone, that can be anywhere in the earth, anywhere in the skies, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bring that forth. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has full knowledge of every particle. Allah has full knowledge of every atom. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has full knowledge of every cell. So here when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about alim al-ghaybi wa shahada, then it is as far as we are concerned, that what is ghayb to us is not ghayb to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Everything is shahada, and everything is in the full vision of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Al-Aziz, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is almighty, ar-Rahim, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is all compassionate. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is most merciful. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also draws our attention to the fact that despite the fact that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has all the power, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has all the might, but at the same time Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is most compassionate. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will still forgive, despite the fact that we make errors, we make mistakes, despite the fact that we break the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has the full power and the full might to take, to recompense us with the punishment that we deserve. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not do that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Rahim. Today in this world, when a person has power and might, and that person is compassionate, despite the fact that that person has some form of power, then that is a real human being we will speak about. Now here is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and our Allah Rabbul Izzat is such that Allah has all the power and Allah has all the might. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has all the knowledge, and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala knows what will hurt us most. But yet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is most compassionate. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala gives us respite. Allah ta'ala grants us a chance to turn towards Allah. Allah gives us the tawfiq to make tawbah. Allah shows us the words of tawbah. And more than that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not only forgiving, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves to forgive us. Thereafter Allah Rabbul Izzat says, Alladhi ahsana kulla shay'in khalaqahu. Allah is that Zat, Allah is that being that has perfected the creation of everything. When we look around us and we look at this globe, what we will call earth, and we look at the perfection of the globe in itself, the earth in itself, whatever is in the globe, whatever is in the earth, and like that every other creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the other planets, the moon, the sun, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created it in the best of forms. There is no room for improvement insofar as the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is concerned. And over and above that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says with regards to you and I, لَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ فِي أَحْسَنِ تَقْوِيمٍ. After Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that He has perfected the creation of everything, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala still says that Allah has created insan in the best of all forms. So from the best of the best, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created insan, and then Allah Rabbul Izzat speaks about the creation of insan. وَبَدَأَ الَّذِي أَحْسَنَ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ خَلَقَهُ وَبَدَأَ خَلْقَ الْإِنسَانِ مِنْ طِينٍ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala began the creation of man from clay, from this earth. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created insan. Now there's two or three things that we need to consider. One is this, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created Sayyidina Adam alayhi salatu wasalam from clay, from earth. Now on the one hand, that shows that Allah Rabbul Izzat shows us His Qudrat and His power. You and I still have the same clay to our disposal. We can also take the same clay. But can we create insan? Take the sciences of this world, all the technologies of this world, how much we have advanced insofar as technology is concerned. Can technology create one human from the sand? Like how Allah created Hazrat Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, it is highly impossible, it is never possible. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has done that. So on the one hand, the Qudrat of Allah, and on the other hand, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is also delivering another very, very powerful message to us, insan, that your father, Hazrat Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, was created from clay, he was created from the earth, he was created from sand. This is your origin. This is where you have begun, and where you are going to go to eventually, that is the qabr. And that is also sand. And what is going to happen to you? You are going to decompose, and you will be absolutely nothing. You will be just joined into the sand, and you will become sand once again. So where can you have pride, and where is that arrogance of yours? Where is that haughtiness of yours when you had started from this mother earth and you will go back to that earth? Thereafter Allah says, ثُمَّ جَعَلَ نَسْلَهُ مِن سُلَالَةٍ مِن مَاءٍ مَهِينٍ. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created His children, His offspring, His progeny from the essence, and that is from worthless water, from water that is despised. Now here again Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes us to the next stage. One is that man was created from sand, and then here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about our creation from the semen. Allah ta'ala speaks about our creation from the sperm, something that is despised, something that is worthless, something that is not even worthy to be on the clothes of a human being, something that is totally washed away. From that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala created you and I. Even to a greater extent, we should not even think about any form of pride. We should not think about any form of arrogance, any form of superiority complex, any form of vanity, absolutely no haughtiness whatsoever, because our very, very creation has been from a worthless drop of blood, a worthless drop of water, something that is absolutely despised, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala created. But on the other hand, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks again of His great Qudrat, ثُمَّ سَوَّاهُ. Thereafter Allah says, Allah proportioned insan. When we look at the formation and the shape of insan, the proportion of insan, now we won't go into the details, but when we look at the pair of eyes, the pair of ears, the pair of hands, the pair of legs, this brain and this mind that Allah has given us, this power of speech that Allah has given us, the power of discretion, the intellectual faculties Allah has given us, that is all the Qudrat and the might and the power of Allah Rabbul Izzat. And again His Karam and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's kindness upon insan. Allah created him the best, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala proportioned him in the best way. وَنَفَخَ فِيهِ مِنْ رُوحِهِ. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, He blew in him His spirit. Here Allah wants to show the honor Allah had given to insan. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given so much of honor that when Allah speaks about the ruh, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about our souls, when Allah ta'ala speaks about the essence of our lives, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has attributed to Himself. Like that, our creation was from earth, our creation was from sand, our creation was from a clot of blood, but then again, Our ruh was the amr, and it was the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that gave us life. وَجَعَلَ لَكُمُ السَّمْعَ وَالْأَبْصَارَ وَالْأَفْئِدَ. Now if you take any fluid, and if you think that you can get out of the fluid senses, like the senses of hearing, the senses of seeing, a heart that will have feelings, definitely it is not possible for man to do so. But from the same clot of blood, the spiced water, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created us, and from it Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given us senses like that of hearing, that of sight, and wal afida, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given us the heart. And then Allah says, Khalilam ma tashkurun. Allah complains about insan, and Allah says, little do you appreciate. Little do you even think of the fact that Allah had created you from absolute nothingness. Allah brought you into creation. Allah brought you into existence. How Allah did it in the wombs of our mothers. How Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brought us out as perfect human beings. How Allah ta'ala had given us this power of sight, the power of vision, the power of hearing, the power of thought and intelligence. Allah Rabbul Izzat had given us everything that we require, number one, to live in this world, and even more to a greater extent, to make the ibadat of Allah and to become appreciative to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But yet we offer very little thanks to Allah. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi. Subhanakallahumma. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta.